As professionals just starting off in our careers, we often face imposter syndrome. How did you deal with this in such a high stress and high stakes job?
Yeah, this imposter syndrome, that's part of being a human being. Our emotional wiring, everybody's natural survival wiring is to have doubt. We all have something in our head. If you're a human being, you've got an amygdala. If you're a human being, you've got a limbic system. What neuroscience has taught us is that 75% of the area of the amygdala, and every one of your thoughts go through the amygdala, 75% of that organ in your brain is dedicated to negative thoughts. So you're going to have self-doubt because self-doubt is a survival mechanism. Negativity is a survival mechanism. So first of all, if you've got the imposter syndrome, if you're just starting out, everybody does. But how do you overcome it? What do you do? Begin to de start summarizes the start summarizing the situation out loud. Now, your imposter syndrome is going to make you horrified at being wrong. This was the point that I was making earlier in the presentation. But do it in a deferential manner and intentionally trigger the other side into correcting you. Because once they start correcting you, they're helping you. You have just converted them the minute somebody starts to correct you. Now, they're going to want to look to see if you pay attention to the correction. The critical issue after correction is what do you do with the correction? If you discarded it, you've just shown them that you don't listen. But if you at least take it into account and paraphrase and show that you heard it, you then continue to encourage them mentoring you. So starting out with the imposter syndrome is an opportunity to begin to recruit unofficial mentors. And believe me, as soon as somebody starts giving you advice, and correcting you, and you at least show that you heard it, they have begun to bond with you, and people are beginning to step to your side. So, the imposter syndrome, if you look at it from another perspective, might possibly be a tactical advantage.